Jess in with you this morning. Now, we've been talking about the Upper Hunter by-election from over the weekend. Obviously, we saw the Nationals retain their unbroken hold on the Upper Hunter electorate after 90 years still holding the seat. Two-party preferred, it looks like the Nationals will get 56% of the vote. Labor, not so good. The primary vote slumped, particularly compared to the last election in 2019, where it was at 28%. It's now down to 21%. Certainly not the result that the Labor Party were after. And joining me this morning to have a bit of a chat about it is Opposition Leader Jodie McKay. Jodie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, Jess. You're most welcome. And I think now this is all done, it'll be much quieter for all of you as well. We won't have so many politicians up there. So I hope that you get a rest soon.
Yes, well, hopefully. I mean, you know, it's been such a massive 6 weeks of this by-election. It's been huge. And, you know, Labor's primary voter dropped. You know, where did the Labor Party go wrong?
Yeah, look, as I said yesterday when I conceded, I think there are a couple of things we need to do, and there's a lot of soul searching that needs to happen with our party. I think that even though, you know, as leader, I have, you know, steered our party in a very different direction, I think that, you know, people still don't believe that we're the party for, you know, people in the regions, the party for people who work, the party who, you know, want to make sure that their kids have a good education and there's opportunity for them going forward. And, you know, we've got to work out how we do that. But yeah, look, I'm bitterly disappointed, but I just want to take the opportunity, if I can, Jess, just to thank everyone who did support us, particularly in Muswellbrook. You know, we won booze in Muswellbrook and, Abermain and Aberdeen, and also Denman, you know, booze that we've never ever won before. And I think that's because, you know, Jeff is, you know, he's known in Aberdeen and he's known in, Denman and Muswellbrook, and, you know, people supported us, and I say thank you to them. But our vote really slumped in Singleton, and that was disappointing. And, you know, we've got to work out why, because people didn't vote for the National Party. They voted for a minor party and for independence. And, you know, their vote now goes nowhere. And we've got to work out why we didn't get that message across. And a lot of people didn't even preference, and that meant that, you know, apart from voting for a minor party and not, you know, not getting anything, they, you know, the issue is that their vote then didn't count because they didn't preference. So there's a lot of work we have to do, a lot of work.
There was a big focus on Singleton, you know, this by-election, plenty of announcements, you know, yourself and the Labor Party, you were there, all of the parties were there in that part of the electorate. You know, why do you think it just didn't go your way there? I mean, you talked a lot about jobs, which obviously in Singleton, big mining town, very important, Jeff Drayton being a local miner as well.
I think that people just still don't believe that we're there for them. And, you know, we've got to do a lot of work as to how we can get that message across. We want people to understand that we're there to support them, and that message didn't get across. And, you know, I think in some ways then maybe there was a protest vote. Maybe, you know, people believed some of the messages coming out of One Nation. I think One Nation promised they'd build a coal-fired power station, but the fact is One Nation will never, ever have the ability to do anything like that. It's a minor party with one person. So, you know, there's a lot of work we need to do. But I will say this. I think because it is by-election, the Upper Hunter has done very well. And, you know, we made sure that the third stage of Muswellbrook Hospital is committed to. We made sure that we got a better Singleton interchange rather than just a half interchange. You know, we got commitments to the police station finally. You know, we talked about how we would increase mining royalties, and then the government did that. Every time we announced something, the government would commit to it. So either way, whichever way this went, the Upper Hunter was going to benefit.
I'm catching up with New South Wales Opposition Leader Jodie McKay this morning post by-election loss. Are you surprised at the result out of your hometown of Gloucester?
Oh, no. I mean, that's National Party home territory.
Yeah.
That was never, you know, in some ways it was about just trying to stem the votes moving there. But, no, God, it's, you know, there are a couple of us that vote Labor in that town. And they're staunch, you know.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's important here is that our vote didn't go to the National Party. The National Party's primary vote actually went backwards. And I think in a COVID environment where you're seeing, incumbent governments do very well in by-elections, I don't think that the National Party can be crowing about their results at all. But that doesn't take away from the fact that our vote went backwards and it went to, you know, independents and minor parties. We still had votes torn away from us. And that just means we've got to look at what on earth happened and why people didn't understand that, in supporting a party, a candidate from a major party, you actually do get you get a better result. But people voted the way they voted, and I respect that, and we've just got to do better to win their trust.
Yeah. Hunter MP Joel Fitzgibbon seems fed up. He said this morning in an interview that he won't be sticking around if the Labor Party doesn't change their ways.
Oh, look, Joel has been very vocal, and, given that I grew up in that area, I know similar to Joel. I think the challenge for our party is being able to, achieve both. We have to be able to, walk the line where we're creating renewable energy jobs, but at the same time, we must protect and grow coal jobs. So it's not either or. You actually have to be able to do both, and that is the challenge our party faces. And I think Joel gets that. We have to be a party we're the Labor Party. We're a party of, the worker, but the worker's gone. They've left us. And my job as Labor leader now is to be part of the solution as to how we get that back.
Are you confident that you will be a part of the solution? I mean, is your leadership in question? There's reports this morning. There are some Labor MPs talking about wanting to be leader.
Well, I think that, I said this yesterday and I will repeat it. There is no challenge against me. I'm the leader, but I have to be part of the solution. And right now we've got to work out what that is. We've got to work out a new direction. Because we had started this, after the 2019 election and the federal election where we saw the results there, we knew that people were moving away for us and didn't believe that we were going to be there to support them. So I had started, when I became leader, a huge process of transforming our party and getting it back, making sure that, people, we were supporting coal jobs, making sure that people knew we were never going to walk away from them. And in some ways, I said this yesterday too, the by-election occurred too early because we'd only just started that process and we were leading up to 2023. But I can't make excuses. Ultimately, as a leader, in the good and the bad, you take responsibility. And so I take responsibility. But, my role in this, as we find a solution to what happened, is to make sure that the lessons learned here are not, we act on those, I guess. We learn from it and we find a way forward. But I'm just, I want the people of the Upper Hunter to know that I am grateful for, the support that they gave and those that didn't vote for us. We are never going to leave you. We understand where we went wrong and we will always do better by you. I feel very, very strongly about that. And, no matter what happens in our party going forward, there is a very, very strong sense of the direction that we were heading in is the right direction. We just got to move at a greater pace and get it right.
Mm, yeah. Well, Jody, as always, thank you so much for your time on the show this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Jess. And as I said, I hope you get a break because, you guys have been doing such an incredible job in following politicians around and making sure that there was great coverage and people knew what was happening in a pretty intense political environment. So thank you for the incredible work that you've all done as well.